Hello, and welcome to the first ever episode of the Bug in a Rug podcast. My name is Caitlin, and I am here with my lovely sister, Whitney.
Hey, everyone.
So this podcast has been something that I wanted to do for a while because I am very interested in all things spooky, and I feel like I talk about it way too much.
And I hear about it all the time.
Yes. So I decided to sit down and have a block of time that I can talk about it. And then after that, I don't. So my
Still hear about it.
Yes, exactly. So my idea for this podcast is to find stories to tell you, my lovely sister Whitney, and possibly other guests that we have on. And I want to see if I can send a shiver down your spine and possibly keep you up at night. Hopefully at the end of each story, though, you can still sleep as snug as a bug in a rug.
And I'm really excited about this podcast. Caitlin has given me the option of choosing between encrypted, a true crime. What else, Caitlin, were my options?
Mystery. Paranormal, conspiracy, really anything out there that's, you know, just a little creepy.
So I've chosen a category, and Caitlin has researched a topic, and I don't know the specifics of it, so my reaction is going to be happening at the same time as our listeners.
Yes. Yes, our listeners. Mom and Dad.
Nice and That's it.
That's it.
We'll be lucky if they both listen.
Exactly. Okay, so are you ready for our first episode? You chose a cryptid, and I researched a cryptid, thankfully.
I am nervous, but ready.
Okay, here we go. All right, so this story is about the Lizard Man of Scape or Swamp. Have you heard about this?
The Lizard Man of Scape or Swamp. I have not.
You have not. I didn't either before this. So.
Where is Scape or Swamp?
So Scape or Swamp is located in the Congaree Sand Hills region of the Coastal Plain, physiographic provenance of South Carolina. I quoted that from a website. Essentially, what it means is that Scape or Swamp is in a region of South Carolina that is in the middle, and it goes diagonally downwards from right to left. It kind of just goes through the whole state.
So what you're saying is it's not really close to here, but it's close enough that I'm going to be on the edge of my seat,
you know,
a little apprehensive the rest of the episode.
We've, like, been that way more than we've been the other way.
To Canada?
Yeah. Well, I was going more west, but...
Oh, there's a lot of directions. There's this whole circle of them.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, the globe. Okay. Is that where you're going? I don't know.
A compass is a circle.
Oh, is that where you... Oh, west, south, north, east.
I hope you edit this out.
Weast.
Anyway.
So the swamp is a tributary of the PD River, and it sits in Bishopville, South Carolina. So this area has many temperate evergreen forests and small hills, but the specific area that we're going to be talking about is the Road of Rockfish Lane in Bishopville. So it goes right through Bishopville. So this is where a lot of these sightings of the Lizard Man of Scape or Swamp have been. It's either been like on this road or near the road.
Got it. Yes. I should just write down Bishopville and this fish road.
Rockfish Lane.
That's the road I will never travel on again.
I don't know. You never know. He could be cute. I don't know. The Lizard Man. Who knows? Right? Only the people that have seen him.
Anyway. Please continue.
All right. Let's start. So I can only find this... in one source, it said that in the fall of 1987, George Holloman Jr. claimed to see the creature. So this source said that this was the first sighting of the Lizard Man. However, most other sources that I, looked up said, they didn't mention this one. And so the first one that they mention is on June 29th, 1988. So 1 year later. And these sources said that Christopher Davis was the first person who reported seeing the Lizard Man. And he reported seeing the Lizard Man at 2 a.m. when he had stopped to change a flat tire near Scape or Swamp. He and his father went to the Lee County Sheriff's Office on July 16th, 1988, However, this wasn't, as you can see, this wasn't like immediately after. It took him about 2 weeks to decide to go. And this was because at first I'm not really sure if he was nervous that they wouldn't believe him or, you know, his father was like, oh, I don't know, like, what you saw. Maybe we shouldn't go and tell, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So other sightings started to pop up, not necessarily of him, but there was, like, damage to cars and things, and a couple people may have saw something. And so after these started popping up, he decided to go to the sheriff's office with his father, and he gave this quote of what happened that night that he saw the lizard man. So he said, quote, I looked back and saw something running across the field towards me. It was about 25 yards away, and I saw red glowing eyes. I ran into the car, and as I locked it, the thing grabbed the door handle. I could see him from the neck down, the three big fingers, long black nails, and green rough skin. It was strong and angry. I looked in my mirror and saw a blur of green running. I could see his toes, and then he jumped on the roof of my car. I thought I heard a grunt, and then I could see his fingers through the front windshield where they curled around the roof. I sped up and swerved to shake the creature off.
So he was done changing the tire at this point,
Yeah. When I read it at first, I thought he just, like, jumped in the car to, like, lock the door. Sorry if you hear some crinkling noises. Our cat is on the table.
The cat is on the table, everyone. He wants to get in on the pod.
Yeah, he's interested in the lizard man of Skateboard Swamp. So, yeah, he was done changing the tire. He saw it coming, got in the car, locked the door, sped off, swerved to shake him off. So he went on July 16th to tell this story. Now, there were stories before his, like I had said, that prompted him to go to the sheriff's office. So one of those stories was reported on July 14th of 1988, and it was by Tom and Mary Way. They had the sheriff's office investigate the strange destruction of their car. So their car had the chrome molding chewed and torn away from the fenders. The side walls were scratched and dented. The hood ornament was broken, the antenna was bent, wires from the motor had been ripped out, and clumps of reddish-colored hair and muddy footprints had been left on the car.
So it sounds like our lizard friend has a thing for chrome.
Chrome. There's that song by...
I think it's Trace Adkins, isn't it?
Right?
Yeah.
I used to be obsessed with that song.
Me too. Listened to it a lot.
Yeah.
Maybe the lizard man has more in common with us than we think.
Yeah. Maybe we could be friends. I don't know. So, after this report, several of their neighbors claimed to see a green or brown creature that stood about 7 feet tall with red eyes near the area. So all these stories were kind of backing each other up in a sense. And then more incidents of similarly damaged cars started to pop up within a 3-mile radius. So very close to where these first things started happening. So later on August 5th, Kenneth Orr, an airman stationed at Shaw Air Force Base, told police that he had shot and wounded the lizard man on Highway 15, which is just outside Bishopville. I think it runs, I don't know if it runs through it, but it runs like around it or through.
Another road for me to stay away from?
Well, maybe not, because he presented several scales and blood as evidence, but he later recanted his account, and he was eventually arraigned for unlawfully carrying a pistol and for filing a false police report.
Oh, so he made the whole thing up.
So he made it up, yeah. So Kenneth Orr made his story up, and he admitted to telling his story in order to keep the stories of the lizard man alive. So I think some people were actually really seeing it, and then some people were kind of, they either wanted in on the spectacle, or they were like, this is really cool, I don't want this to go away type thing.
So did Kenneth ever say why he decided to make the story up?
Just to keep stories alive, because he wanted Lizard Man to maybe be like another famous cryptid, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, keep the flame burning.
Yeah, exactly. No further details, but he just said keep stories alive, so that's what I'm going with. This didn't stop people from seeing the Lizard Man, however. On July 30th, 1990, so how long is that? 2 years later? No, a long time ago. So we have a big jump. So I'm not sure what happened in between there, but maybe small sightings. This is another big famous one. So on July 30th, 1990, Bertha Blithers and her 5 children reported seeing the lizard man after driving home from a restaurant at 10:30 p.m., As they neared the intersection of Hickory Hill Road, a large figure appeared out of nowhere and lunged at the passenger side of the car. They described him as tall, wide, and having two arms like a human, and as not a deer or a bear, it was definitely not a person either.
I really enjoyed that description. That's for a couple of reasons. These kids are probably up past their bedtime. And secondly, something attacks their car, and their description is, well, it wasn't a deer.
It wasn't a bear. You know what I just thought of, though? Hmm. What if the lizard man had called an Uber and he just, like, thought
he was in Uber pool? Cars. This is way before Uber.
Oh, yeah.
Today,
you're right.
Though, today, if these stories were happening today, we could say, oh, you know, he was just mad because he called an Uber and didn't realize it was an Uber pool.
Right.
I'd be upset too, you know?
Yeah, he just wants
That's not what you ask for.
He just needs a ride. Who knows?
So he also attacked their vehicle specifically.
Yeah, well, I don't know if he, like, attacked it. It just says he lunged at the passenger side of the car. So with the first Christopher Davis, like, he grabbed the door handle and then he got on top. So I don't know if it was kind of like he was lunging to, like, take the door off and they got away, or if, like, he was gonna get on top of it. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Thank goodness for him. He wasn't driving a convertible.
True. 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 No convertibles out here. Just cars that can hold six people.
That's Vans. A van. Yeah.
A minivan.
Yes. Bertha, bring back the minivan.
We used to have it. We know.
We did. I missed that van.
Best car we ever had.
It was green.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. So these sightings, although not famous, started to, I guess, come back a little bit. And then the sheriff's department actually found footprints, quote unquote. Don't know the story about, you know, where they're from.
Mm-hmm.
But they made plaster casts of what appeared to be three-toed footprints. So the prints measured 14 inches in length. And these did not match any known record recorded animal, which prompted the South Carolina Resources Department to determine them to belong to an unclassified species.
And for those of you listening, Mom and Dad, she's making air quotes.
Unclassified species. Well, I don't know. It just seems dumb that it's like, these did not match any known recorded animal, so they were classified as an unclassifiable species. Well, like, yeah. Like,
classified as unclassified.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It's just like, anyway.
If this
was
in the Amazon where they make new species discoveries all the time,
it'd be a bit different.
It would be a little different.
Yeah.
Nobody would be questioning.
It's just someone's pet monitor lizard or a Komodo dragon got out, ate some steroids,
decided to walk on two legs, become bipedal.
Maybe. You don't know.
We don't know.
So they thought about sending these plaster casts to the FBI, but since the South Carolina Resource Department said they were unclassifiable, they essentially said, maybe you don't want to send it to the FBI. I don't know why. I think maybe because they thought the FBI is not going to take it seriously, because what are you going to tell them? You know, we've had sightings of a lizard man. I don't know. But they decided against sending them to the FBI. So they just had them. Well, then at the end of that summer, a $1 million reward to anybody who could capture the creature alive was put out by the WCOS radio station.
Wait a minute. You're telling me that a radio station in what year? 1990?
Yeah-ish.
Had $1 million to throw at any information for a lizard man?
Have you ever worked at a radio station?
I haven't, but you can't tell me that they... I've also never heard a radio station having $1 million reward for anything, even in this day and age.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking these people at this radio station were like, all these quacks, there's no way anybody's going to bring us anything legitimate, but we'll get some publicity.
Right, no, I think that's what it is too, and I think that's why... Well, I think that's why there were people telling stories that weren't true.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's why they didn't send the plaster footprints to the FBI. And I think that's why they put out this reward. I think it was a good... I mean, I don't know, because I don't want to discount anyone's story that saw anything, because, like, I absolutely believe in cryptids. Like, I'm not a skeptic. But I think, like, these people were thinking, like, oh, this can't be real. Like, but we want people to come, tourist people to come.
Right, the point is that there were people out there telling stories, and making, you know, bogus claims that were making mm-hmm. a lot harder for the people who were seeing things
right.
to have their story believed and have anything done about it.
Right, exactly, exactly.
And meanwhile, there's a scaly bipedal lizard
yeah.
walking around jumping on cars.
Which I also think is interesting, too, because in the first couple claims, it, like, people said it looked scaly. If you hear a dinging noise, we have a...
There's a cat on the table,
folks.
We have
a bamboo plant on our table that we're recording at, and the cat is drinking out of it, and his collar is hitting the...
We came to this table because we thought it would be...
better, and it seems like it's
a
not.
Better recording environment. What's happening is a catastrophe.
Catastrophe. Get it? Anyway, I think it's interesting because the first couple of sightings and stuff said that they were seeing red hair.
Mm-hmm.
But then people that were seeing the creature were saying that it looked scaly.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe he has, maybe he has a beard. I don't know. Maybe he has both. But I just thought that was kind of interesting,
or
too.
She.
Or she. I don't know, the lizard man.
We shouldn't gender the lizard being.
Being. There you go. There you go. So we jump to 2008. With
That's
another
a big jump.
Yes. So I don't really know what happened in between there again. We have some gaps. I don't know if it's because I'm sure there were other stories, they just weren't as big as these.
Right, not as many well-known sightings.
Right, exactly. So in 2008, Bob and Dixie Rawson told police officers that their minivan's hood had been ripped off by the lizard man.
Ripped off.
Ripped off. I didn't see pictures, but apparently it was like ripped off. Which is funny. Your reaction. You seem like you are surprised.
That would take a lot of strength.
Exactly. So no one really believed them.
What did they think happened?
However, here, County Sheriff E.J. Melvin was convinced that something powerful had to have attacked the van. So he was kind of like, okay, you might not believe him, but then what did it?
No, really, it's not like any normal human could be able to rip a
mm-hmm.
hood off of a vehicle.
Right, right.
I mean, maybe to detach it with some tools.
I mean, I've never tried.
But to physically rip it off would be apparent, one, and yeah. two, take a lot of strength.
Yeah.
I know nothing about cars.
I don't either.
These are speculations.
So, again, we have a little bit of a jump, but in 2011, there was another attack on a car. So, Leon and Adam Marshall claimed their car had been mauled by some kind of animal. The former Lee County Sheriff, I think he was sheriff at the time that some of these sightings were happening,
mm-hmm.
before, thought it looked similar to the incidents that had happened earlier when he was sheriff. And Deputy Fletcher Williams, who's deputy at the time, 2011, said that the car had been, quote, chewed up. So they thought, okay, this looks similar to the stuff that happened before and before. Like, it looked like something powerful had to do it. Couldn't mm-hmm. have been human hands. So what was it?
Right. Wow. Right.
And the only stuff that I have ever seen any animals that have, like, attacked a car are, like, this, like, walruses. Have you seen those videos?
No. Walruses attacking cars?
Yeah, I think
Tell
they're walruses.
Me more.
I don't know. They just come out of the water. But they don't, like, rip anything off. They just kind of, like, slam, jump
yeah.
on them, and then, like, they're kind of, I mean, they're huge animals, so,
right,
like, but
right.
this is not a walrus, obviously.
Well, it'd have to be something with a little bit of dexterity,
that
right,
rip,
to be able
pull.
To grab and
yeah.
pull.
You would think, for sure.
I mean, not the, like, gnawing and chewing up, if
yeah.
that's what it was,
right.
but ripping things apart.
You'd have to be, yeah, no, that's true. So, in 2011, that claim, along with the others, prompted a team of distinguished professors from the College of Charleston to basically come to the area and try and find the lizard man. They just thought it'd be a good idea.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So the College of Charleston,
mm-hmm.
bunch of these professors, we don't know what specialties they
I'm not
have.
Sure. I didn't see a lot of details on it. Ugh. I mean, honestly, I didn't really look that far into it. I think there's like a couple little documentaries, because this has been mentioned in some other stuff. I think I watched part of it. I think they filmed part of it, but I wasn't sure because it was on YouTube. So it's just like clips of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I wasn't quite sure who was who in
but
that
But regardless,
situation.
This group of college professors got together and said, you know what would be great mm-hmm. is if we went and tried to figure out get to the bottom of all this mm-hmm. lizard man.
I mean, if I was a college professor, I'd do it.
Oh, I'd be on board in a heartbeat.
Yeah. So they apparently didn't find him because we have a big gap again where there's no sightings or no famous sightings.
Right.
So in May of 2017, so we've jumped about 6 years.
Wow, and this is recent too.
Yes, this is fairly recent. So in May of 2016, a hunter took a video of the lizard man while hiding behind a tree 40 yards away. He only showed the footage after other reports became public around that same time, which we're going to talk about. But he didn't want to come forward at first because his wife told him not to because she thought people would think he was crazy.
Oh, how sad.
Yeah, I know. She's just looking out for him. Now, I watched the video, if it's the same video.
Right.
And it's very hard to see mm-hmm. what he is videoing. Like, you can see it, but you can't really tell what it is.
Right.
I mean, so I can't say yes or no.
Anytime you take a video of something, I mean, you've videoed football games before. If you're trying to look through that little tiny screen and what you're seeing in real life, it's very difficult to put the two together.
Right. Well, and if he thought it was a lizard man, I'm sure he was, like, nervous.
Right. So, I'd be shaking all over the place.
Right, exactly. So, I mean, it's very interesting to look at. I don't know. I can't say yes or no it is or it isn't the lizard man. I hope it is, because that'd be awesome.
Fingers crossed.
So, he, like I said, at first he didn't show this video to anybody.
Except his wife.
Except his wife, who told him, people are going to think you're nuts. Don't do it. So, a few other cases happened, and then he decided to show it. So, this is one of them. Jim Wilson thought he spotted the creature while driving on Highway 34, and he said, quote, "It was a tall, dark figure that had a tail and appeared to have scales. It was almost like an alligator with a short nose and long legs. My friend told me it probably was a pet monitor lizard, but my girlfriend thinks it's a lizard man."
I am with this guy's girlfriend. Mm-hmm. I mean, a monitor lizard, that's similar to a Komodo dragon, right?
I think so. The way people are describing it, 7 feet tall, there's no way a lizard, even if it could stand up on its hind legs.
Well, Komodo dragons with their tails can be up to 8 feet long.
Yeah, but not stand. If you not I don't standing think they're counting up, the
and
tail.
They can't stand up like that. It's just
maybe they
not
can.
Something.
I don't know, to fight. I don't know. I should.
Yeah,
know this,
they
but
stand
I don't.
Up and shimmy when they're. That's their mating ritual.
Maybe
what we're
I mean
is.
I don't know. I don't know. But either way, if it did stand up, there's no way they're. Because, like, if you don't count the tail, because I think they're counting, like, how tall they are from the ground.
Right.
It's not 7 feet.
It wouldn't be 7 feet tall.
Because that means
no.
they would have to be, like, 15 feet long.
Right, absolutely. It's not. It doesn't compare. Besides yeah. being bipedal, it's also...
Mathematically, it doesn't
Yeah, the heights
out.
Don't match up.
Right. Right. So, and... There was another sighting on August 2nd of 2017. So Sarah Barra noticed a strange creature sporting a long reptilian tail, standing on two legs and running among trees in the distance after leaving church.
Well, if the lizard was at church, a lot of people saw him,
Stop
Caitlin.
It. Stop it. Stop yourself.
Oh, Sarah was leaving church.
You knew that. Don't even play.
Oh, but yeah, so it makes me so much happier to think that the lizard, like, went to church on Sunday and then was leaving, and everybody was like, oh my gosh.
We didn't even notice him.
He was in
the
back of the congregation the entire time.
Right, he just snuck in there. So, she actually got a picture, and I will show that to you now.
Oh, he's a buff boy.
Yes, and this is another reason why I don't think if this is the lizard man, he is not a Komodo dragon monitor lizard. Gecko.
Well, he's
anything.
On his two hind legs and also those muscles.
Those muscles. He looks super buff. Yeah.
I'm not entirely convinced by that picture,
but it could be.
But
we don't know.
I'm not unconvinced either.
I've never seen a Halloween costume like that. It's a lot of
That's
effort.
Movie
if someone
quality.
Made it.
Movie quality, if not real.
There you go. I know.
If you don't believe us, look up this picture.
You're going to this picture. Yeah, you'll find it. It's one of the most famous ones. Or, a little plug here, I did make a Instagram and a Twitter for our podcast. It's B-I-A-R podcast. I'll try and post pictures of this picture. This is the famous one. So if you Google it, you will find it.
But so you'll
if
you post can't, this I'll try buff and post this boy one. Lizard man picture.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Get ready, ladies.
Get ready, ladies. Or gentlemen. We don't know.
Or gentlemen.
Or gentlemen. Or whoever.
I don't know your type. If your type is lizard, then
he's for you.
Hop
That's
on board
for sure.
the train.
That's
choo
for sure.
Choo-choo.
Exactly. Okay. Choo-choo. So that's basically the end. There weren't any major sightings in 2018 or 2019. So who knows? That was pretty much the last one, this famous picture. It could go either way. I think people think this is it. Or people are like, he's not real. We're not going to worry about it. I do have some fun facts for you, though.
Sure.
So there is a Twitter for the Lizard Man.
Oh.
Is it him? Is it not him? I don't know. So his bio reads, quote, born in swamp, relocated to Bishopville, South Carolina, shy and misunderstood, love wrestling, NASCAR, and flies, currently single but looking, # Lizard Man.
Aw, Lizard Man.
I know, he sounds very nice.
He does. With those muscles and that attitude, he's going to catch a girl in no time.
Right, exactly. So if you are super, super interested in the
or
Lizard
super,
Man.
Or super, super single.
Or yeah, yeah, and you want to know more about the Lizard Man so you can go find him. Yeah, let's go to South Carolina right now. We can find the Lizard Man.
I was thinking about staying away, but I think these notes I've taken have actually led me
right to it. Yep.
My scaly soulmate.
Right, exactly. You're scaly. That's a good one. So this story has been featured by Destination Truth, Mysteries at the Museum, and Ancient Aliens. I don't know if it's like full episodes. I think it's kind of just segments about mm-hmm. him. But other podcasts that feature the Lizard Man of Skateboard Swamp include Thinking Sideways and Bigfoot Collectors Club. There's probably more. Those are the two that I've listened to Thinking Sideways, so I kind of knew that one.
Gotcha.
So that is what I found on that. So now that we are at the end of the story and I gave you some fun facts, do you think this story will keep you up at night? Or do you think it's... you're okay and you'll sleep as snug as a bug in a rug?
I can't say for sure. I mean, there's a very real possibility that the Lizard Man will haunt my dreams, but it might just be thinking about those glorious muscles and the
so
possibility
yeah.
that he's out there looking for his soulmate.
I know, that is so cute, though.
It's adorable. But I think ultimately, I had, you know, the creeps a couple times, you know, my skin crawled a little bit thinking about this burly Lizard Man ripping on some cars.
Yeah.
But ultimately, I think I'll sleep pretty snug.
I think he's scary if he's chasing after your car.
Mm-hmm.
But if you just kind of see him in the distance,
in church,
you'll be okay. In church, yeah. It's like,
I think if
I
saw him in church, then we'd be okay. All are welcome.
All are welcome. I don't know what I'd do if I'd see him in the wild. I would probably be scared for sure, but...
that's why he's misunderstood.
Yeah,
as our
shy
most
and misunderstood,
cryptids,
yeah.
I can imagine.
Yes. That is true. That is true. All right.
Well, anyway, so to anybody who's listening, mom, dad, and anyone else out there, we just want to invite you to, you know, take some time, listen to our podcast. We're going to have some episodes in the future, and let us know. Did this episode give you the heebie-jeebies and keep you up at night, or did it help you sleep as snug as a bug in a rug?
All right, signing off. This is Caitlin.
And Whitney.
See you next time. Bye.
Sleep tight.